Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Wally Bach is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. I've been saying that since December of 1997. That's the month that Wally joined what was to become our brain trust. We weren't even calling it a brain trust in those days. That's how original he is, and we've already had his 12th anniversary. Wally is an author, he's a speaker, he's a trainer, he's a thought leader on small business, on a wide range of issues. I guess you could, if he played an instrument, I guess we could call him a Renaissance man, but I don't think he plays an instrument of any kind, so maybe he'll work on that. Wally Bach, welcome back to the show.
Jim, I play the radio. Thank you for having me.
Well, I don't think that qualifies. So you need something with strings or a reed or something, and if you could do that now, between now and the next time we are on the show, then we'll elevate you to Renaissance man status.
What if I learned to paint something?
Well, and I'm in charge of that of anointing people with that status too.
Anointing, yes, yeah. I need to be anointed.
That's me. I'm in charge of binding and loosing, Wally. Hey, Wally, one of the things that I know you've been doing a lot of work on lately is identifying resources that small business owners can use to help them with their as they try to grow their business. There's a lot of stuff out there, isn't there?
There is a ton. There are 11,000 business books published every year. That's every year. That doesn't count the non-business books that, you know, that business people read. And that doesn't count websites, and it doesn't count e-books. It's just 11,000 books coming from publishers that are supposed to go in the business section of the store, if the store were big enough.
I was told years ago, you might have told me this, I don't remember, that if a business book sells 5,000 copies, it was a runaway success for a business book. Did you ever hear that?
That's about the normal first run for a business book. And when I was writing my first book, they told me that the big thing was that if you got an advance, that proved that you were a halfway
decent
author. You'd arrive.
Somebody had anointed you, right?
And if you actually paid out your advance, in other words, you earned more in royalties to cover your advance.
They sent you to wrote you another check.
That's the real anointing.
That's the Holy Grail, huh?
That is the Holy Grail. And very, very, I have no idea what
how that works, folks, if you didn't know, is when they give you an advance, that's not a birthday present. It's literally money in advance to get you so you have money to write, you know, to live on, so to speak, theoretically, while you write the book. But you're part of the future sales that comes out of that advance. And so until you pay off that advance, so to speak, with future sales, then you don't get any more money from the publisher. But once they sell enough books to pay that off, then you start over and you start getting more money. And again, that's what you were talking about, Wally. If you ever get to that level, that's a successful book.
That's a successful book, yeah. If you repay the, if you get an advance, you're already in a small minority, because most business books, we don't do that.
Right.
And then if you repay the advance, then you're really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm. So what are you seeing out there? What books will help our audience sort of weed through some of the chaff and get to the good stuff?
Well, one of the things, Jim, one of the things that I think is interesting is that a lot of the really good stuff, with 11,000 books coming out every year, you think, oh, man, there's lots of good new stuff. But there really isn't. What I think is a more interesting thing to look at is if we went to some expert, not me, obviously, and we said, you know, give me a reading program. Give me some things to read. Well, I did that on my 3-star leadership blog.
Mm-hmm.
And the expert I went to was a guy named Todd Satterston. And Todd, which some people will know and others don't, is the co-author of something called The 100 Best Business Books of All Time.
Hmm.
That came out last year. If you read business books, you have to have this.
Yeah.
Because this, I mean, you can disagree with what they think is the greatest, and I disagree with a lot of it.
Right.
But it gets your thinking going.
It's kind of a guide. It gives you a track to run on, doesn't it?
Yeah. I said when I reviewed the book last year that it isn't going to end any bar arguments, but it's sure going to start a bunch of them.
Right. One of the reasons why I think this is important is because of something I've been talking about for quite a while now to my radio audience as well as the folks I speak to when I deliver speeches around the country. And that is in today's world, when we're bombarded with so much stuff, we have to become critical and discerning consumers of information. And we have to kind of know what we're looking for. We need to learn how to identify what's quality and what's just noise, and learn how to cut through that so we can make sure we get to the good. We actually wind up with the good stuff that the good stuff doesn't get blown by with with everything else. What do you think?
I think when you and I were coming up, the big trick, the hard thing, was finding information.
Right. Oh yeah.
It's not anymore. Now it's sorting it out, cutting wheat from chaff. Skimming has become much more important. With the number of books that were published when I got out of the Marines and went into business in 1968, you could read all the good business books.
Yeah.
You can't anymore.
No.
And there's no good source out there. What I found out was that I thought was astounding was that when I went and looked for who does good business book reviews, I figured, Business Week, Fortune, The Economist, Wall Street Journal.
Right.
And they all do some, but most of them don't do business books. Most of them, they do books on cooking and books on sociology. They don't really do the business books that people read. That's, in fact, why I asked Todd to give me his recommendations for a reading list.
Right.
And I'm going to send you the link so you can...
We will. We'll put it up.
But he went for everything from Seven Habits of Highly Effective People and How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Mm-hmm.
He went for specific books like Getting Things Done, the David Allen book. But he also had things like Man's Search for Meaning and Questions of Character, which are really pretty deep thinker kind of books. And then specific kinds of books like Positioning and The Goal and Priceless and Why We Buy, the Paco Underhill book from several years ago. What I thought was...
Wally, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks.
I'm going to hold that lesson for a minute.
we're going to come back. This is good stuff, folks. This is helping. This will help you. The things Wally's talking about will help you. Make sure you get the good stuff because it's important that we do. Myself, I look for big ideas, and I want to ask Wally about that when we come back. 20 after the hour. Stay with us. She was a little Heartland rock and roll there. John Mellencamp bringing us back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at Jim Blasingame. Wally Bach is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Wally is an original member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 97. He's the author of a number of books, including Net Income, including Cyber Power for Business. And Wally, tell us how we can find you and a little bit about this new book coming out.
Okay. First, how to find me is the easiest way is to go to the blog. And the blog is 3-Star Leadership, which is blog.3starleadership. That's written out all as one word, no underlines, no hyphens, none of that stuff, .com.
Blog.3starleadership.com.
Right, and if you Google Wally Bach or you Google 3-Star Leadership, you can find it that way too.
Yeah, and or if you go to the post office, you'll see his picture there too.
My picture's in the post office.
Yeah, and so Wally, now you got a new book coming out though, right?
I got a new one coming out, and I'm really excited about it because I figured after all these years I wouldn't find anything really significant, that I hadn't seen before.
Right,
and a guy named Tom Hall came to me last year, and he'd done some research because he was interested in what got businesses to grow. And certain things happened. He went off and volunteered some time for Partnership for Drug Free Florida, and he got into another business. And so 10 years went by between the time he did his research and the time that he was going to look at it. And when he looked at it, he said, you know, I got all these companies that I thought were great companies, and half of them were in the toilet.
Yeah.
And he said, what does it take? He changed the question then from what does it take to make a great growing business to what does it take to make a long-term business?
Yeah.
And we went through a bunch of things. The book is essentially the history stories of 26 companies that have been successful for a long time.
And when's it, when's it coming out?
It's due out May 2nd.
All right. So we're looking forward to and you're going to launch it on the show, right?
We're going to launch it on the show. My guess is, knowing publishers, Jim, we're probably going to launch it somewhere around the middle of May.
All right. Well, let us know.
Because I know how that
let
works.
Let us know. We're looking forward to that. You know, you talked about growing or, you know, there's a difference between growing a starting a business, growing a business, and surviving. Blessing Game's first law of small business states that it's easy to start a small business. It's not easy to grow one successfully. That's we all know that's the truth. Well, I want to come back to the book thing though.
Yeah.
Looking for the right books. I said when we went to the break, I'm looking what I'm looking for, and I may be a different consumer of business books than the average small business owner out there, and I admit that. I understand that. But I'm looking for big ideas. That's the kind of book I'm looking for. What do you think?
Well, I think you're going to love my book, first of all. But I think you are not different, but you're one of a group of different people. There are people who look for the big ideas. Well, you know, what's the thing that's going to be the game changer for me? And in fact, I did a blog post.
Well, you and I are at the stage where we don't need somebody to tell us how to do it by the numbers.
Well, and
we've been there, done that. Not that we can't learn something new. It's just that. That's not what we need the most information. We you know, that's what I mean when I say I'm looking for big ideas. If this were 20 years ago when I first started my own business, you know, maybe I'd be looking for something different.
Well, I was looking for something different when I started my first one. I was looking for, you know, I was looking for basic stuff. I think you grow and you change. But one thing I know is that everybody that I know that actually does read a lot of books gets to a point where they don't read most business books anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're about practical stuff that they've pretty much mastered.
Yeah, that's what I meant by the numbers.
But every now and then, though, and this happened to me a couple of years ago, I figured I had the workflow efficiency thing down pretty good. And somebody said, you know, you really ought to read this book by David Allen, Getting Things Done. And I saw a lot of people talking about it. I thought, well, I should look at it just because my clients are going to look at it. And I picked it up, and it was one of those things that was, wow. Here's something I can do different. Wow, look at this. Gee, look at that. And I think there's always things like that, and they're different for different people. You know, you may not.
But do you still recommend the book, 100 Best Business Books? Is that something that you recommend people look into?
I really do. Would it not only help
you find a book maybe among that group, but perhaps the book will also help you select books in the future?
That's exactly what it's intended to do, actually.
Yeah.
And that's
to help you become a more discerning, better consumer of an acquirer of business books.
Book information, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, you were talking about big idea books. I think that's one kind. I think there are what I call how to do it books. You know, getting things done, how to start a business,
right.
The first 90 days, and things like that.
I think business owners need both of those, don't they? I mean, I need to know how to do a certain thing, so I'll buy a book about that. But one of the things that I'd like to get, I encourage small business owners to do, Wally, is to get their heads out of their four walls, go up to 30,000 feet, and look around. And that's the big idea thing I'm talking about.
Yeah, you got any recommendations for some reason?
Actually, I don't have anything on my mind right now, but
I got one.
Okay, go ahead quickly.
The Science of Success, Charles Koch.
Okay, The Science of Success.
Right, now.
Check it out. Wally, I got to wrap it up. Give us that website one more time.
Website, www.blog.3starleadership.com. See, I can't even do it with pressure on.
Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Thanks, Wally. Good job.
Thank you, Jim.
You next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Every time that you Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.